We are privileged to have a different speaker each Sunday of the month. This morning, we are blessed to have Eileen Selleck share her enlightening vision of today's daily word. Go ahead, Eileen, and welcome.
Thank you. Good morning. All right. So as Penny says, today I'd like to explore oneness. And so I'd like to start with a poem, God and I by Frank B. Whitney. I walked with God, God walked with me. But which was God and which was me? And this I found, the truth profound. I live in God, God lives in me. That's it, we're good. Done for the day. Does that work? I didn't think so, okay. So this idea, the truth of our oneness, our connection to God, Spirit, the universe, insert your preferred title here, has been simmering in my consciousness, in my brain for quite a while. So I struggle with the idea that all people are part of God. I'll be honest, I do. Find myself thinking, well, he can't be part of God. He's an awful person. And she can't be part of God because she was mean to me. What a dangerous path that is to be winding down. How judgy of me, as my daughter would say. So the reality, the truth is that I am thinking. And this is my first mistake, is to be thinking. The thinking allows me to question the truth rather than to accept and believe it. This thinking and this doubting the reality of other people's oneness with God, it leaves me an out to question and doubt my own oneness with God. I have started many of my monthly lessons with you, establishing some background knowledge, as we say in education, and that common understanding that God is all things and all things are God. We are in God, and God the divine exists within us, and God is good, only good. So for me to believe this as truth, which I do, I have to accept that even the people I do not like are in fact part of God as well. So considering this is a truth I have worked to accept in my life, and yes, at times I do struggle with it, I was excited to see this as the word today. I was grateful for the opportunity to explore it further and to share with all of you. So let's get started. In her work, Lessons in Truth, Emily Cady wrote quite a few passages that had to do with oneness. And one of them that kind of stood out to me was that all the teachings of Jesus were for the purpose of leading men into this consciousness of their oneness with the Father. The key here to me came down to the word consciousness. Our inner Christ, that piece of us that is the connection to God, to Spirit, knows we are one with God, but that it's our ego, our conscious thinking, that part of us that needs to become consciously aware of our oneness. And this can take time, effort, and continual affirmation that we are one with God. Cady went on to write, and conscious knowledge of an indwelling God, which we so crave, is that of which Paul wrote to the Colossians as the mystery that has been hidden throughout the ages and generations, but has now been revealed to his saints, Christ in you, the hope of glory. Colossians 1, 26 and 27. The secret place of the Most High, from Psalms 91, 1. Where each one of us may dwell and be safe from all harm or fear of evil is the point of mystical union between man and spirit, or God and us, wherein we no longer believe but know that God in Christ abides always at the center of our being as our perfect health, deliverance, prosperity, power, ready to come forth into manifestation at any moment. We claim it, we know it. We feel our oneness with the Father, and we manifest this oneness. So in this passage, she starts by talking about our craving for this oneness with God. And she goes on to explain that this oneness, this connection and knowing that we are part of God is where we will find ourselves safe from harm and the fear of evil, where we will find health, prosperity, and power. It is when we consciously embrace our oneness with God that we experience all the good God has available to us. As Katie put it, this personal conscious knowledge of the Father in us is the secret that is the key to all power. I don't know that it would be a talk prepared by me without including some pieces from the Jafala's book set, The Quest and Adventures on the Quest. You hear it from me almost every month. So I have more. So Katie wrote that we craved this oneness with God, but it is not just us that crave this oneness. In fact, all of the universe strives to be in balance, in rhythm, as one. And so the Jafalas wrote this: one of the most dramatic examples of this movement toward oneness is the phenomenon that takes place when individual heart cells are put into a nutritive solution. Initially, each microscopic cell is pulsing, breathing, beating its own internal rhythm. One is reminded of little Christmas lights, which twinkle at different tempos. But soon, a most curious thing happens. Two of the tiny cells will come together and immediately begin to beat as one. Soon, the newly formed duos will begin linking with other duos, and they will beat as one. Then these quadruplets will merge with other quadruplets, and so on, until at last there is only one single group of cells all beating as one. Well, all things, even microscopic hearts, strive to be one. Who am I to deny my oneness with all there is? Who are you to hold on to the belief that you are separate from your neighbor? That the deepest, most elemental, and most important level. I love the ocean analogies, and it came up several times while I was reading, and I liked the way this one went. Each wave at its core was and always will be ocean. It cannot help it. It may churn and seethe and foam in trying to be different, but that doesn't affect what it is at its heart. Let's not confuse how something expresses itself with what it is. The ocean wave rumbles and froths hugely and menacingly in response to the wind. It becomes calm and serene in response to the warm sun. We can call one ocean wave a Catholic, another we can call a Jew, another a Hindu. We can label certain waves female and others male. We can identify some waves as Democrats and others as Republicans. That does not affect in any way the wave's oneness with the ocean. And in that oneness, its unity with other waves. Sticking with the ocean theme, in another work, The Simple Truth, the Jafalas wrote, does saying God and I are one mean that we are God? And I've actually had people pose this before. Well, how can you be part of God? You are not God. Okay. So, if a drop of ocean water said, the ocean and I are one, would you think the drop thought it was the ocean? It's easy to understand that the drop of ocean water and the ocean are inseparable. On one hand, it's also easy to understand that the drop is not the entire ocean. It can be one with the ocean without losing its singular identity and without being the entire ocean. In the same way, knowing that God and we are one doesn't mean you are the totality of God. On the other hand, if the drop is in the ocean, can it truly be said that it is in any way distinct from the ocean? So we're going to put a hold on reality for a moment, and we are going to imagine a drop of water in the ocean is having some kind of reasoning power. This little drop is on a quest to find the ocean. Now imagine you're going on a quest to find God. All right, and so as you ponder that, finding yourself in that ocean of God, take a deep breath and relax with me for a moment. Today's meditation is an adaptation of the poem Oneness by Jim Remerjee. When I hear the howl of the wind and that still small voice, and know they are uttered by the same power, God and I are one. When the energy of a storm rages within me as zeal and zest for life, I have the power to become what I am. When I watch my child grow and a seed become a tree and know they meet at the crossroad called life, God and I are one. When I observe the order of the heavens and the irresistible force of love moves through my life, the harmony of the universe is mine. When I feel a gentle breeze against my face and the loving squeeze of my love's hand and know they stem from the same heart, God and I are one. When Christ, my hope of glory, can be seen within me and my life, I am what I am. When the sunrise and sunset reach marks, a new beginning for my eternal life, God and I are one. Thank you.
That was beautiful. Thank you very, very much. I too work at seeing myself and others in oneness. It's an ongoing practice, and I really appreciate hearing the phrase, God and I are one. That was wonderful. We thank you all for sending offerings and appreciate each contribution sent to the church at 800 South Pearl Street. And I also thank you for all the ways you give of your time, your talent, and treasure. Your gift of being here today means more than you know. So let's say the offering prayer as we hold our offering in our hands and in our hearts. Divine love through me blesses and multiplies all that I have, all that I give, all that I receive, and all that I am. Let's say the blessing of thanks together. We bless these gifts and send them forth to heal, bless, prosper. They are evidence of our faith and belief. They do good works in the world and return to us multiplied abundantly. And so it is. At this time, let's focus our collective group healing energy for anyone and everyone. Just call out their name or hold individuals quietly in your hearts. put up your hand and unmute yourself if you have a prayer request or would like to add to that. And I'm not seeing any. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Keep Amy in your prayers. She's on week 2 of COVID. Getting her strength back slowly but surely, but keep good energy going towards her.
Excellent. We'll send out prayers for Amy. Thank you, Joanne. Okay. Now let's say the healing prayer. Beloved Mother, Father, God, we ask for the highest and greatest good for our brothers and sisters and endeavor to see them through your eyes, knowing all is in divine order. Now, the prayer of protection. This, as you know, is from the wall at the church that we will be seeing again. We know not when. The light of God surrounds us. The love of God enfolds us. The power of God protects us. The presence of God watches over us. Wherever we are, God is, and all is well. Okay, let's send out a circle of energy. Join our hearts to sing the peace song. And just a reminder, in gallery view, you can see each other as we sing. Okay, take it away, Mike and Karen.
Let there be peace on earth, and let it begin with me. Let there be peace on earth, the peace that was meant to be. With God as Creator, and we all are we. Let us walk with each other in perfect harmony.
For making our Sunday service inspiring, welcoming, and special. I tell you, I personally look forward to the time when we'll be together in the flesh, but I'm incredibly grateful to see all of you and share with you each week. So stick around for some social time. And just a heads up, next week we will be honored to have John Wingfield share the fruits of his explorations and exaltations with us. Klahauya, friends.